Ich begrüße hier ganz herzlich im Studio die Archies. Sie sind tatsächlich pünktlich gekommen. Jetzt sind sie da. Hello, pleased to meet you.
Hi.
Hallo. Hallöchen.
How is it going? Interview in the morning after a show? What's the mood in the band?
You can listen our voices.
I was early to sleep, so I am fine. I need to dry, so.
You're the founder, the singer, guitar player, and the driver in the band, doing everything.
Yeah, the only one who has German license, so I must drive, yes or yeah.
No, yeah, it's not allowed to drive with the Argentinian license?
Yeah. You need one international supply, you know?
So you're driving the whole tour?
Normally, yeah.
How many shows you play this year?
46.
Including Asia, 46, yeah?
Including Asia, 46. Yes, 46 shows.
Asia?
Yeah.
How is it that, how did that happen?
Well, we was already twice, yeah? We was in 11 and
2011 and 2012.
Yeah. So we had the contact from before. Also, the send is really important. And if it's not, we create.
And which countries you play in Asia?
And this tour will be in Vietnam for first time, Thailand for first time, and Malaysia already we was two times.
And you have contacts there, or
yeah. We had a contact, including in Malaysia. We are released, so it's not really new for us. It's like always.
And how is it compared to Europe, the touring in Asia and the audience, the venues?
It's quite different. I mean. Mm-hmm. For example, in Indonesia, the crowd is very big, very young people, and you can play maybe a Monday or Tuesday, and you can find 500 people on a show, and I mean it's incredible.
Without publicity, that is funny.
Really,
really punk. Yeah. Really punk.
This last year was falling a little bit, like always, because you know it's some kind of this dictatorship in Indonesia. And so the young people was under persecution, but no matter they start working. But this year we don't go to Indonesia just because time. We will fly from Germany to Vietnam, and we come back in 10 days and go get ready to play the last tournée finale.
And you noticed that feeling of dictatorship or repression, oppression in Indonesia?
No, I don't feel. When we was, you ask. No, but not really. I don't feel nothing, but the people say so must be. But you must know also, when I was child in Argentina, it was a very hard dictatorship times, and not all the people really know what happened. Many say, but it was not clear, so it's more or less the same. They know how to hide, you know. What is a repression or the things you never see normally, except if it's so big demo. So
what do you remember from the times of the dictatorship in Argentina?
Yeah, I remember a lot. Yeah, I was a child, but I can remember. Yeah.
So
for example, for me, for many, I think they don't know also. For many years when I was growing. A lot of time in the night when I listen some El Cabé in the night in the street, I wake up like a champion because I was thinking it was Panza, tank. They don't know this.
No.
See? Yeah.
So you have this
trauma.
Memory.
Because every night was on the street in the center from the city, close wall, you know. So the noise was really much more. So a lot of time later, many years later, sometimes when I was listening overnight, I was jumping with afraid. Yeah, but a lot of things more. I don't know if it's good to remember. Not to forget, but not to remember.
Yeah, sometimes it's important, no? To
absolutely.
Not,
absolutely.
That it not, won't come back. No?
Absolutely, yeah.
And, well, probably all the next generations, they have all the cases in the families. The disappeared people.
Exactly, yes.
So everybody has it,
yes.
No?
Yes. Yeah. It was 40,000, around 40,000 people, official. Or 30,000 people in Argentina, and the same around the countries around. Yes.
But you left Argentina to live in Europe?
Yeah,
at some place. Yeah, sometime.
In my case, yes, because my wife and my dog does some German, so I stay here. But I go often to Argentina, of course.
But you don't do you go on tour with the Archies in Argentina also?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, yeah. When I go there, yes. When every time I had the opportunity to come back to Argentina, I take the time to play there, of course.
And Juli is playing always with you. It's for several years, but Toby has some time off. Juli,
what?
How did you join the?
It's a schlaf.
How did you join the Archies?
How?
When did you met?
Was in my city, my province in Misiones, in the north of the country. They was playing. I met them.
Yeah, he was a child. Yeah. He was really young. Yeah, and then we become friends, and then some moment I know he is a good guitar player, so we call him, and until now he's with us since long time already, 13 years, something like this. On the case from Toby, he can tell.
And my case is I was really young when I met the Archies. My brother, yeah. He's our sound technician now, and he was playing guitar.
We give the pension to the brother, no? To the kleine nine.
And I came the first time just to work with the Archies. And then I had the chance to play with them, so I start, yeah, since 2009 till 12, and then, well, Ilan came, and now I am joining them for this tour a little bit.
Yeah, anyway, in 2 weeks, Ilan is come back. He's in Canada making some record with the band, with another band. No, from his solo, it's another band. Some guy from Canada, I don't know, from Argentina, I think.
Colombia.
Yeah, and they are recording something there, and when he finishes, come again in the tour, and this one could please come back to Argentina.
Is it that hard? You're the backup, or but no, you're yeah, part, no, no, you're your really. Friends.
No, 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 I don't feel. Me also don't feel. No, no, because we have together many, many shows together, so we have a lot of options to bring somebody when Ilan can come the first 2 weeks. And just was only one logic, who is the first in the line and waiting first. It's Toby, he was playing with us really a lot of shows.
And when they ask me, I just say, yes, of course. No.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's quite complicated to find always members and to play that number of shows, isn't it?
You? Or? Yeah, I think if you are one society like the German society, it's more complicated if you are from Argentina. Because in Argentina, you have nothing fixed. You know what I mean? You have no one real work fixed forever. So you can say, fuck off your work. For 2 cents, I prefer to go on tour and then I will see what I do. I don't know if you understand. Here in Germany, it's a little bit more, we can say, organized. A little bit much more. So the musician need to take one really strong decision to leave not the family, because you don't leave your family. I have family, I don't leave them, naturally. But the people have a career or work fixed, so they can't leave the routine life for 2 or 3 months like we can do.
But for you, it's a full-time job, no? Isn't?
Yeah, normal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For us, yes. For us.
To feed your family,
yeah,
also.
Yeah. But it's also my wife working, of course. If no, it's no chance. Yeah, but it's okay.
Tell me about the beginning of the Archies. When was it?
I started. I was 17. Was in 1984. Was after. Immediately after the Malvinas Falkland War, also after the dictatorship finished in 1983, we had not many things to do, like young, much of repression. You can understand I was growing all my best years under dictatorship. So we was like under pressure. So in some moment, my brother, my old brother, he was in Brazil, escaping from the military in Argentina, He was 7 years more. He escaped. And when he came back from Brazil, when the democracy time was come back in Argentina, he came back to Argentina with a lot of punk music. It was the furor, yeah, you know? And I really liked it a lot. And I said, well, I can start to do something like this. You see, it's so easy. So all my friends in this time was in the same situation like me. Nothing to do. It was not many chance. So we start like this. And we was the first band, punk rock in Argentina, in my city, in my hometown. And then one of the first in Argentina, including Latin America. Yeah.
Which is your hometown?
Rosario. 1.5 million. Yeah, it's a big city. It's second third city in Argentina.
And then you kept on going until now.
Yeah, I never stopped. I don't think it's so easy for me now to stop because I got the green light from my papa one day. He told me, okay, you can do it. If you like, you can do ABBA, but do it really seriously. Oh, so he put me nice pressure, if you want to say. He supported me a lot in... to continue always playing, so I take this really serious and I am here.
What's the thing about taking it serious? What's the most important?
Responsibility, good connection with your colega, respect overall, push all the time, all possible as possible is together in the same way. We can think a lot of things different. Overall, for example, with Ilan is much young like me. So in some part of the, what you want to say, industry, music industry, I have not really close what he think, how I am old school. So, but this make nothing. When we need to play, we are the same team. And I think it's the most important we can give to the people. Fun.
No generation gap.
Yeah, exactly.
You can handle that even with the different ages.
Yeah. I think it's just the first step is respect, and the second is trust. Naturally, you must trust. It's not big mystery, but it's not easy in the same way. No, maybe not for us. For us, it's automatic now. But I know a lot of men who have many problems on tour, but we are all the time making sure we're smiling, and it's no fake. I really miss them when I am on tour. Yeah.
So you have a good time, even if it's long. If it's long, always. What's the worst bad things on tour? Waiting until it works.
Yeah, the day off. Day off is the worst.
For example, I always remember when we were doing those long tours, 80 shows, 90 shows. And we were on the 60, 70 show, continuous, no? And we said, okay, we play tomorrow again, yes. And we were happy because if we don't play, we get bored. Yeah. You know,
always Friday.
Yeah.
And it's you can fill in the Sunday, Mondays also. So isn't it that hard to keep, to organize a tour without off days?
At the moment, when we start to organize on Europe many years ago, was much more place to play. Was not so hard. Now, in the last 2, 3, or 4 years, was falling a lot. But because we have a lot of contact already from before, we until now is working very good for us. But I know it's getting worse and worse. A lot of club close. But for us, it's working okay. Yeah.
And you always play the same venues like in Tübingen?
We choose where we like, where we feel fine. Like, for example, here. In the last 5, 6 years, we had more or less the good luck to can choose more or less where we like. Before, no. Before, we must take everything we can. Now, no. It's strange. And then this tour, for example, I think it's 2 or 3 new venues. The rest we already played there.
And it's strictly DIY. No, you have no agency, no nobody.
Yes, do it yourself.
Yeah. Really, yeah.
Everything on your own.
Yeah.
So you're organizing the next tour, right? You're touring with the computer and...
Exactly. Yeah, but we start 9 months before to the tour. Yeah, we do with a lot of time.
And you tour always in summer, isn't it?
Like, no. Huh? Now the last years, yeah, because it's the time when, for example, in my case, I have more time because my wife is teacher here in Germany. So when she have free in summer, you know, so it's more time for me, so she can stay with the girl. But no, we do never in winter, never we do, but yes, in April until November. This time we always was using.
Why not in winter?
I don't know. It's okay. Yeah, why not?
We just heard a new song of a new album.
Yeah.
It. How is it called? The new album?
Vida Cara. Vida Cara. The name means
expensive life.
Yes, in the economic sense, if not in the social. This is the name come when we was in Mexico in 2014. We played the show number 1,000 international 1,000 more in Mexico in Guadalajara, and before the show was coming one. Men, some, I don't know, but some cartel for sure, from cartel, because he says, and the man was really a hard man, yeah? He was nice with us, he asked a lot of things, and some moment he started to say the life from him, and some moment he said, yeah, my life is una vida cara, dijo él. It was total sad when he told it. And I believe so. I can't forget the voice from the man. And then I say, oh, this is a good name for the new album. Yeah, and this is.
And how was that that meeting? That with a maybe he was a murderer. Maybe he was doing really
could
happen, mafia.
Yeah. Could happen. Yeah, he was, but could happen. And anyway, we here in Germany is okay. But for example, in Europe, including in Asia, is okay. But Latin America is a little bit more hard. Many shows we saw weapons, people with weapons in Argentina, in Colombia, or the Brazil too. In Colombia, for example, in 1999, the guerrillas stopped to us in the middle of the jungle, which happened nothing, but everything could happen. If we have passport from Europe, we will be inside in the jungle in Colombia. Yeah, when they say to us, gringo, we say, no, we are not gringo. We are from Argentina. Ah, you are welcome. They say guerrilla.
So
could
you,
happen.
But you don't feel the danger or you feel it?
Yeah, but and I, it's like this. If I think you will feel a little bit more than me. not because I am, wow. No, just because I come from Argentina, so I born with this, you know. Yeah.
But you have to take care of what you're saying when
always,
you meet. No?
Always. But we take care, including here. It's not, it's more, much more relaxed. But anyway, we take care. Yeah, in America Latina, you need to take care much more. This is true. 2014 in Mexico, a lot of time was stopped to add the military, and I don't trust in them, for example. I not only for the... for the cartel or the mafia, blah, blah, blah. No, the military also. Mexico, for sure, or Argentina. Or police in Argentina or Brazil is so corrupt, you know, and they can put something, what you have not in your car, just to get money. It could happen, these things.
So you could not go on stage and say, stop it, or fuck the military, fuck the cartel, or
the cartel for sure. No,
because
sorry,
they will,
but I am not superhero. I am not. No cartel. No military. I could say yes, of course,
because they're not coming to the shows.
Exactly, they don't care for me. Yeah. No, not only one, but the cartel could. No, also cartel is another topic. I don't know how they take this. I don't know how it's working, to be honest.
And they part of the cultural kind of movement, because they have their own songs and they're coming.
Exactly,
no?
Exactly. I think was in this show exactly why this man was there. Why this man from the cartel was in the show in Guadalajara, I think, was just to control the area. But I saw the man in some discussion with the promoters, but then everything was okay. I think he liked us. He liked it to us.
Yeah.
He said, oh, you are welcome. So topic fetish. We play. I saw the man. I don't know where. Yeah, was okay.
But it's probably a different expensive Vida Cara, what he meant then.
Exactly. Now we understand yours. Better the name. From the, yeah. Complicated to be say to say. Yeah.
And the song we heard at the beginning was kind of folky, no?
Yeah.
Like not yeah. that punk rock.
No, no. No, it's a small because it's text. I wrote for the situation in Venezuela or Central America, actually situation. So it's more like a really like Latin rhythms. Yeah, we love this. It's in our blood also. Of course, we born with this also, you know. So, we had now it is the album number 10. So we had we feel free to do what we want. Normally it was always like this, but now we are sure what we do. This is the difference.
And el regreso de Chacal, ¿qué significa? What does it mean?
El Chacal is naturally.
Hermel.
Yeah. And he always come back because in Latin America in the 70s was always the injerencia, I don't know how is the word. Intervention.
Ah, okay.
Intervention from USA mm-hmm. or from okay. or CIA. Intervention from CIA in the 70s. Now is the return from them because they come back now and make the same shit they do in the 70s. So it's a really big alarm in Latin America, really big. They already put the soldiers, like Bolsonaro, you know, in Brazil, mm-hmm. a soldier from them. Like in Argentina, now Macri, but could be out soon. In Peru also, in Colombia also. So it's a big, big call to the alarm, you know, for the Chacal's comeback. That is.
And how did it happen that there's such a strong connection to Tübingen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fabe is our friend since more than 10 years. So in 10 years before, much more. Because in 10 years before was the first time he go to Argentina. Not alone, he was before, but with the band, with the renderings. He was doing a tour there, but we already know him from here. So, I don't know, yeah, we really big connection with Tübingen. I find the city really beauty. Always I say in the, which city you like in Germany? Lübeck, Nuremberg, I like also a lot Tübingen. Yeah, really, no? It's really...
Your top three?
Naturally, yeah. I don't like the big cities also, for me, Tübingen is really great. And the people is nice, student people, uni, the place from people in Bundesgasse are really great. Oh, this is always in our list, yes.
What have you seen of the town? Where have you been everywhere in Tübingen?
A lot. Yeah. And with the years, every time when we have a little bit, some hour free, we go to walk a little bit. Yeah. Yeah,
and what about Lübeck and Nuremberg? Why do you like this?
From Nuremberg. The Altstadt I like from Nuremberg. Yeah. And also because it's an important city, but no monster big city. I don't know why, but I love Bamberg also is nice. Mm. Bamberg is also beauty, but a little bit so expensive, you know, the people, but it's nice also. I speak about the city architecture, and Lübeck the same. Lübeck is a very beautiful city.
It's more Nordic style.
Yeah. More Prussian, poison. Yeah.
And in Europe, which towns you like? Where apart from Germany?
Like a beautiful architecture, Prague. For me, it's Prague. Budapest, I like a lot. Venedig, of course. Something in Italy also, yeah, Firenze or Florence, yeah.
And touring is or playing in a band and organizing these tours in a DIY way, it's always networking and you meet people everywhere. So where have you have strong connections to Tübingen? Is there somewhere else also that you have ties to people?
Yes, we have many, many good friends. For example, the last days with a friend from Italy, Arrigo. He's a very good friend from us. He's one of the first persons we met when Archie started to come to Europe, and he's still like a brother from us.
Yeah, he's writer. He was writing one book about Arsis also, and the all the story from him with the band. He was traveling to Argentina, to Brazil on tour with us, so he was writing this story in connection with the globalization in the same moment. Politic part is really interesting. Yeah, he was flying from Italy because this tour we got, don't go there. But, and like this, it's always the same. We have many friends in all Europe, to be honest.
And what about touring with other bands or playing with other bands? Which bands you like most to playing together?
No, I am not really. When we need one band who open for us, four band for us, could be best our friend from us, of course. Like for example, The Sins of My Youth is a band from Köln, Düsseldorf. They play some kind of, which kind of folk?
It's like pop folk.
Yeah. It's very nice. And I like a lot to play with them because first is good band, second is close friend of us and not conflictive, you know. Sometimes the support band have a little bit conflictive. Yeah, not always, but of course it's okay. And when we are the four band, we prefer to play with Tottenhosen. Of course.
Yeah, you have all these famous friends. Yeah. So how did you meet them?
Oh, this was 25 years ago, more or less.
Really?
Yeah, we are long time friends.
When they were not that big as they are today.
Exactly. When I met them the first time was in 1996, more or less, maybe. Yeah, 23 years
Quite
ago.
Quite famous, but not superstars.
Yeah, exactly. No, far to be superstar like they are now. And I met in Argentina first time. I don't know the man. Somebody told me, hey, go to keep one CD, this band. Because they are German and it's a good band. Somebody told me. So I gave a CD them. They liked it a lot. And then when they come back to Argentina next year, after this, 1997, they invite us to open the show from them. And then we become friends until today. And I think today, after Donuts, we are the second band who more play with them in the story, more or less. Yeah, but for sure something, some ultra from Hosen told me some days ago, you know, Arsis is the band who in much country play with Hosen together. Yeah, it's true. We play in Germany, in Österreich, in Luxembourg, in Argentina, and I don't know, maybe something more together, you know.
But, well, it's quite different, their status, they're superstars, and you're playing this, well, doing good, but, well, smaller clubs, of course. And when you join them, isn't it really kind of big difference for you?
Absolutely. The staff from the band make all the possible that you feel the best possible. They don't give nothing to maybe, you know. It's everything organized from them to us. Including the musician, says you can believe that the musician take care for the four band 5 minutes before start the show. For example, in Luxembourg, last year we played with them. We opened the European tour from them. They was coming from Hong Kong, and then he had the first, and we opened in Luxembourg, and was a big show in Germany, naturally. Yeah. And so was delayed the people who go to Luxembourg. And we must start 20 hours at the 20. And was sold out since a long time, yeah? But was the hall was empty because they stau. So they, from there, get out from them. They say, okay, now we will play less, a little bit, not less, and we move on to the final. For one German move the time, I can't believe. But they do. They say, no. We put half an hour more later. You start 8:30. We want that the people is inside. And was like this. 8:20 was total full. We play for the 10,000 people. And was coming from them, the order. They are these little details. Some a lot of people don't know. And I have really many stories like this. I don't sell this. I don't tell, I don't sell. Because they are my friends. I don't need to explain it to nobody. Now, just to show you how we feel with them.
You keep friendship even
really,
if you're
really how they take care for the four band is more that I take care for myself.
Yeah. And what is it compared to playing Blow Us Along and then you play for 10,000 people in the big,
whoa,
big, big...
I think it's much more complicated to play for 20 people. Yeah, yeah, you see the expression on the face for everyone. You
look,
see if he likes or not like.
Looking the people in the eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
In the front here.
It's much more hard. You must look in the face and you see if he likes or her like or no. When you play for 10,000, you don't see nothing. You see only heads. You know, only head. You don't see face to face. It's impossible because it's so big. So, in my case, I think the same is for them. It's much more complicated to play for a little crew and not so big.
And what about the reactions of the audience after the show? You got good reactions from the Hosen audience?
It was really, maybe it was really a lot. Was surprised. I know many people of them like Archie. I know because they go to Argentina also, the people. But, it was a very good impression. I was really surprised because the people say Sugabe. And normally, I was in many, many shows from Hosen, and not a lot of time I listened to the four band Sugabe. So for us, it was really, oh, what we do now? Yeah, but and next day, we are the same, like always.
They are superstars in Germany, of course, but they are superstars also in Argentina. How did that happen?
They are in Argentina.
Why? Could you explain that?
Yeah, Brighty, the guitar player, asked it to me one time, why, David, why? And I say, well, I don't know. I really don't know. He asked it, why? Why the people likes us in Argentina? If they don't understand our text, they say. He says to me, he asked it to me. I say, I really don't know. It's some connection the band, get, not with you, if not with the people. Is the fan from Argentina, from Hosen, a so close friend from the fan from Germany. They are like a really like a brother. This is strange. So they change. They fly here to there to here, and they don't care if Hosen play. They come just to visit the other people, and it's all the year, all the time. And when Hosen play here or in Argentina, of course it's much more intensive. The connection, but I really don't know why it was.
They meet anyway.
I don't know. I think, one day in 2002 we played in Österreich with Hosen, and was a very big problem in Argentina. In 2001, remember, was disaster, economic, bankrupt, blah blah blah, and so Brighty asked to me, "What if we go now to Argentina? What could happen?" I told him, you can go now. It's a very good moment to keep to take people for you, but you must play for free. In this case, you must play for free. And he told me, yeah, we will do. And they do.
Wow.
They may, yeah. They go to Argentina. He told me, yeah, we have, yeah, I know how to do. We have all the tickets, miles, collecting miles. They have the money, of course. But it's not the topic if they have the money or not. It's why they want to do, no? So they was flying, they pay one, the crew from them, a little bit more, more little one. They got some contract for the TV, or I think was the beginning from Amazon. They sell the one DVD they do in Argentina. So finally, I think Amazon was playing all. I think. And so they do a very total cheap entry, and they collect a lot of new people. Because I thought it's a good moment, but economic is a disaster. But it's a good moment because Ramones was number one in Argentina. And this moment was every one of Ramones dead. So the people was searching for some mirror. And say, now I think you had the opportunity to take this post place from Ramones. And they really do. They really do. So I am total proud that they listen to me and they ask it to me sometimes. And the best is was working. Of course, I am not the responsible why they are big in Argentina, but minimum I can say, okay, I give some tips and was working.
But so, the people, they don't understand the lyrics, no?
So I think now a lot of people learn Deutsch in
because
Argentina.
Because of the Hosen?
Yeah, yeah. Like here also Spanish help because us, or Hosen, when they traveling to see Hosen in Argentina. you must think that it's around 200 German flying to see Hosen to Argentina, or more. Last year was more than 200 German flying to Argentina to see Hosen there, for example. So they need to learn also Spanish.
But there's also a big punk rock scene in Argentina, like, no, in Argentina, no, like, no, you have lots of bands like you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how it's
long tradition.
Yeah, but in the way like we play and in the lyrics like of politics or the existential kind of music we text we do, it's not a lot really. But punk rock like Fußball or the Via, yeah, this is we have a lot. It's not my way, but yeah, this we have a lot.
You won't. You don't want to do that.
I think we have a lot. Thing more, much more important to do in the life. And how I told you before, and I know a boy. It's different when I start to play. Like now, when I start to play, we was coming from one dictatorship time, very hard, the repression. So the orientation was different. It's more in the political lenient. So, but now. Everything is more like not relaxed, because it's not relaxed, but it's more apolitic, if you want to say. Also, the people was pushed to this direction. For the media was always, you don't care for the politics to put out what they don't need. So the people is thinking more in beer or the football or something like this. But it's, of course, it's okay, but it's not our way.
What's important for you? What do you want to achieve with your lyrics or to evoke?
Yeah. First to find to myself. It's something to say. Yeah, this is my age. This is a problem. Now, yeah. What I would like is to definitely to get one best society. I think we have not the power because we are a little band, but we had the weapon, if you want to say, with the guitars and the micro to say what we want. Of course, we are not the owner of the truth, but I think we try the best to make one society much more together, you know, because it's really for the immigration topic, for the xenophobia, homophobia, all this bad thing we have in the society. And it's not only here in Europe or Germany, it's the same in Argentina, it's around the world the same.
Not the worst.
Yeah. So what we try to find is connect the people, each other to get in the possible one way a little bit more clean of all this shit and fight about the, against these things. Sometimes we know it's a lot of people, but they don't know we can be connected. We are 99%, but we are not connected. Okay, 99, no. 17% here in Germany, no.
Yeah.
Survival.
And you call it combat rock?
Yeah, like we call it combat rock, exactly.
Which is the fight, yeah,
exactly.
Is part of,
exactly.
The, of
yeah.
The game.
We want the rock still combative. We try to keep the rock combative like it was born, because the rock is dying, day by day is dying more and more, so... We try to keep strong this. It's a lot of commercial bad music. I am nobody to say the music is good or no. I don't like to say, but the problem is it's no music, get out of the house. This is the problem. You know, also it's total machista or the homophobic, like the reggaeton. Maybe the people here don't know because they don't understand the text. But the... it's absolutely horrible, really horrible for the society. I don't want my doctor to listen to this shit, for example. Yeah, so I fight also for the next generation. Yeah.
And how is the writing process when you write the lyrics? You have a special moment, a special. Where's the idea coming?
No, when the idea is coming, I am not making songs. I take note, and. In one Schuladen. Yeah. And then sometimes I need. And when, if not, sometimes I do the music and then I need to put some text and I put the text. It's not really so complicated.
Dreaming.
Or dreaming. Or dreaming the song many times.
Really?
Many times. Many, many times. I dream the song, I must run to wake up and connect all the computer and make the demo before I forget. No. Yeah, many times. Many, many times.
Really true.
Many times. And,
Do you dreaming the harmonies?
Exactly
the...
all. It's totally strange. So I wake up with the melody in my brain at 3 o'clock in the morning. And my wife already knows, there's no problem. I go on the top and record quick and then go sleep again.
And if it works,
normally it's the best songs. It's like it's like an inconscience working much better than my wake up life. But I think it's also logic, because we have a lot of stupid things in the brain all the day to take care of blah 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 blah, and when you are sleeping it's working the real you. Yeah. So yeah,
but it's hard to remember sometimes, isn't it? It works.
I must wake up quick. Yeah, if not I forget. Yeah. In the last album was like this. It was Manu was already in the drum recording in Buenos Aires. I was here. I was dreaming one song the night before. I wake up, record, complete the demo, and I send by internet. You must record this one. It's good. And he was recording in 2 days. Was in the album. We included in the album.
Great. Yeah. And you have some special covers that you always play, like what we will listen now.
Yeah.
You
know? For example,
Bella Ciao.
Bella Ciao, yeah, beautiful.
Why do you like it? Or what's the special about this? Well, ancient.
Yeah, the fight from the partisans, of course, against the fascism. So it's not only from us, yeah, you know. Now it's a little bit fashion or trend, because until Schlager I listen here in Germany, but we play since long time, 5 or 6 years, I don't know. But make sense. If it's Schlager and is the text is the same, it's welcome.
So, Archie's Bella Ciao. What's coming next? What are the plans for the next future? Touring, recording, rock.
In 6 hours we play. This is the next plan.
Close future.
Zukunft is yet. we play now in a few hours in Switzerland, in a little town near Biel. And then tomorrow we come back to Germany in Darmstadt. Then we go to Tschechien. This tour, then Asia, Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, and we finished the tour here in Düsseldorf. When we are in Germany, it's our headquarters.
You live there?
No, I am 50 kilometers from Düsseldorf, but all my friends are there. Oh, in Duisburg, in the Ruhrpott also. Yeah, it's just nice people. It's a strange area, but nice people, really nice people. A little bit hard sometimes because many fascists now, but in the same ways, it's a lot of nice people. So next, don't know, after this, we always stop and then start to think. I would like to go to Mexico again next year. We'll see.
What are you doing when you're not on tour?
Mixing, making songs, or mixing music, creating music all the time. Yeah. And for example, Juli, he's also playing. You can speak a little bit.
I must to finish my record, solo record. Solo album, and in October, maybe we'll see.
Your first solo album.
First solo, yeah.
So, what are you doing? Similar stuff, or what's the essence of your?
No, it's punk rock.
Punk rock,
yeah.
It's a little bit more power punk, yeah.
Power
pop. A little bit more this. Yeah.
Everything on your own solo project.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You're playing all the instruments.
No. Oh. I can't. Just sing and play guitar.
With guests.
Yeah, with guests. With friends.
Juli.
Yeah.
And friends and in guests.
A la mía.
A la.
Yeah. How is it called then, the title? Or
the band.
The band.
I don't know either.
You don't know yet?
Juli Álvarez con antecedentes. It's like...
Well, when you are in the prison and you are out, and then when you are out, the police talk to you, but you was in prison. Antecedente means like it's over your shoulder. Verstehst?
On the back. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have something back.
Yeah.
You have something more back. This is his good name.
The Antecedentes. And then you will release it also in Europe? It will be here? Or you will sell it on the next Archies tour? You will bring your own record?
Maybe the next tour. I hope.
So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Toby, what's your life after the Archies?
After the Archies, I play with another band in Argentina called No Creo Experimento. And it's quite similar, the style. It's like a clash style with Latin written and ska also a little bit. Yes.
And what about the dream of a dream of you can have a if you can wish something?
No,
what would you?
In my case, no more.
No dreams. You got realistic.
I got what I want. I don't want a lot.
No utopia.
Yeah, always. For the band, you mean, or for my life, or for the life?
For
it's different
everything.
Things. Okay, for the life, yes. For me, I am fine. For the band, I am fine. For the life, for the war, yes, of course, I have many utopias. Utopic, yeah. For the life, for the war, yes. I wish definitely one war with better people on less stupid things. But for my personal life, I am okay. And the band also.
So, and I hope you will be coming back for years. How many times you played in Tübingen?
I can't tell you. 12, 10.
Around that?
Yeah.
Every more. Year. And always Münzgasse.
And only one time was in Eppelhaus, I think. And one time in the house is in the one.
Schleswigstraße.
Yeah?
Schleswigstraße. Schillingstraße.
Schillingstraße.
Yeah. Schillingstraße.
One time there also. Okay. But normally here in Münzgasse, I love this place. It's always warm, a lot of people, and friendly.
Thank you for being here and for talking to us and playing to us. And take care and good luck for
Thank
the future.
You. Thank you very much.